It's 1998, and Roderick Davis, better known by his rap name Gucci Mane, is 18 years old, and he's about to graduate high school. He was selling weed and cocaine to make money, and decided to go to college because he qualified for a scholarship. He continued to make money, and sometimes would record songs to mess around in the studio, mostly as a hobby. After going to college for about a year doing computer programming, he would get caught selling cocaine to an undercover police officer. He was given 90 days and probation. He lost a lot of his money and was kicked out of school, losing his scholarship. He had some time to think about if this is what he wanted to do or something else. Upon finishing his sentence, Gucci decided he should just release a mixtape since he was already getting good at it and he's been rapping since he was 14. He used the little money he had left to finish the tape titled Gucci Mane LaFleur, presented by Straight Drop Records. He slapped them on 1,000 CDs and passed them all over Atlanta. This would work out extremely well for Gucci because he started to gain a buzz pretty fast. He saw an opportunity and decided he wanted to start his own label, where he would recruit other artists as well. Around 2001, he met a barber named Xavier because one of Gucci's homies attended the same barber class. Xavier made beats and was trying to make a name for himself as well, under the name Zaytoven.